The Bush administration's last-minute plan to open up more of America's waters to offshore oil and gas development is now on hold. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar announced today that his department will conduct an immediate review of offshore resources and collect public input until September. 3 days before the Bush administration left office last month, it unveiled a new draft 5-year plan for development. Secretary Salazar says that was done 2 years ahead of schedule and wasn't necessary.
In my view, it was a headlong rush of the worst kind. It was a process rigged to force hurried decisions based on bad information. It was a process tilted toward the usual energy players, while renewable energy companies and interests of American consumers and taxpayers were being overlooked.
Salazar says the current 5-year plan for oil and gas development, which runs through 2012, will not change. The Bush administration's new draft plan, now being considered, would run from 2010 to 2015. It calls for lease sales in 5 areas of Alaska, 2 in the Beaufort Sea, with others in the Chukchi Sea, Cook Inlet, and the North Aleutian Basin on the edge of Bristol Bay. The lease sales are controversial. Salazar says in the coming months he'll hold 4 hearings, including one in Alaska.
I think Alaska in and of itself, just because it is so huge and there are huge resources and there are complications, both environmental as well as litigation that affects many of these areas in Alaska. Alaska deserves a hearing in and of itself.
Salazar is giving agencies within the Interior Department 45 days to assess the information that exists about offshore development. He also plans to consider renewable energy along the coastlines.
I intend to do what the prior administration failed to do, and that's to build a framework for offshore renewable energy development so that we incorporate the great potential for wind, wave, and ocean current energy into our offshore energy strategy. The prior administration was so intent on opening up new areas for oil and gas offshore that it torpedoed offshore renewable energy efforts.
Salazar says he intends to issue a final rulemaking for offshore renewables in the coming months, so potential developers know the rules and parameters. He says he is not against oil and gas development offshore, and he wants to include industry representatives in discussions. That message wasn't enough for the American Petroleum Institute, the country's leading oil and gas industry trade association. Spokeswoman Denise McCourt says they welcome a seat at the table, but were disappointed by today's announcement.
Congress made the American people wait nearly 30 years to address our immediate energy challenges. And the Secretary now has told the American people they have to wait a little longer. We are very concerned that in these tough economic times, his delay does a disservice to all Americans. We should be moving as quickly as possible to develop more of our own oil and natural gas resources.
The reaction from the Alaska governor's office was less harsh but cautious. Governor Palin's special assistant on energy issues, Joe Balash, says they are concerned President Obama will stall development efforts.
That's always a concern. This is a new administration with new players and a new approach. That doesn't have to be a bad thing, but we're cognizant of some of the constituencies that are out there and may not want to see additional development. We think, though, that it can be done right. We've been doing it right in Alaska and look forward to showing them out.
Environmentalists welcome Salazar's decision to delay implementing the Bush policy. Mike Levine with Oceana in Juneau says it shows the Obama administration will use science and public input as a basis for decisions. Levine hopes that means a cautionary approach to development.
It's certainly a good sign that the Department of Interior is taking a hard look at all the decisions about our offshore resources that the previous administration made. The offshore areas in Alaska are unique and home to animals and people that deserve separate and particular consideration.
Secretary Salazar has not yet announced when or where in Alaska the public hearing about offshore development will take place.